I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, so this isn't as traumatizing as some of the things that people have said, but one of the things that's always stuck with me is I was traveling with my dad when I was around 10 years old, and we were going through a truck stop. And as we're at the truck stop, my dad was filling up, and I found a woman's wallet. And when I grabbed it, I opened it up, and I saw just a bunch of money in it. I remember, like, as a kid, I just saw a bunch of hundreds, and I don't know how much money was in there. But I was just like, holy cow, this is so much money. And I was always told, if you find this money, somebody's going to need it, so you need to turn it in. And I went to find my dad, and I couldn't find him. It turns out he was in the restroom, so I'm walking around. I go to an attendant, and as I'm talking to the attendant, I said, hey, I found this purse out there. There's a lot of money in here. Someone's probably going to come back and get it. Can I give it to you? And everyone was freaking out, and the thing I remember most was how people were like, I can't believe you turned this money in. I can't believe you did this. And all I'm going is, this is what I was told to do. Why is everyone freaking out that I did what you asked me to do? So that's my story.
Because you know damn well they wouldn't have done it.
Because they took it. This kid brought the money back. We're rich.
Son of a bitch.
Right. Exactly. I'm making $4 an hour.
Yeah, just get, yeah.
This lizard lot made hundreds.
A lot lizard, really.
Good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Uh-oh.
Anthony.
No Tony.
He's gone.
No Tony.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I have actually a couple. There was remember that movie Mask from the early 80s about that kid with that disease?
That was with Cher, right?
Cher and Eric Stoltz, yeah.
Okay. Kind of like an Elephant Man-ish type of thing. Yeah.
He got big old head.
My dad was playing a retreat at Catalina Island, and that was the movie they showed that night. I was probably 6 or 7. And I remember after watching that, I didn't want to sleep for a couple weeks. I was worried I'd die in my sleep. And
Is that how Stoltz dies in that?
Yeah, he just dies in his sleep in the movie. I'm not sure how he really
But isn't
died
that based here on a true story?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure it is.
And what was his deal? I mean, I know he had like a big giant head.
No, he had the same thing John Merrick did.
It's, elephantitis, I believe it is called elephantitis.
Something close to that.
Right.
That's kind of what the same.
That sounds right.
So what was the movie? Basically, you get attached to this kid, the kid dies, a typical tragic, horrible.
But he's not cute.
That helps.
So I mean, that's why it's like it's heavy.
Yeah, but because, that's why they're rooting for him. Yeah. Like, the movie's made specifically because you are as far from cute as it could possibly be. So now you become a champion on that side, right? You know, you're rooting for the ugly guy, the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
E.T.
E.T. was ugly as hell. And for whatever reason, like, you were so ugly, I got your back, man.
Right.
You're right, E.T. People, like, you're so cute. I remember my uncle put it in perspective. The movie had just come out, and my mother, well, a million people, like, E.T.'s so cute, blah, blah, blah. My uncle. Remember, he was drinking lemonade, as my mother was saying. Because everyone's talking about the movie because it was a big-time movie. Everyone had seen it. It's so cute, blah, 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 blah. My uncle just takes a sip of this lemonade and says, Carolyn, E.T. looks like a turtle got pulled out of his goddamn shell. No. And he completely.
It's the truth.
He's right. But it ruined E.T. for him. I'm like, yeah.
He kind of does, doesn't he?
That is exactly what E.T. looks like.
Good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK.
Do you remember RoboCop?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't watching it, but I went downstairs. My brother and my dad were watching it. And that, like, when RoboCop, when he's a cop and dies, it's like his...
Oh, yeah.
Like, a car hits him and he, like, explodes or something. Because somebody was in chemicals. And I remember just seeing that scene being like, right. Like, oh, my God.
That's enough for me.
You know what? You remember the first Batman with that Tim Burton made with Jack Nicholson as the Joker? I remember being spooked out a little bit by the people that he turned into Jokers.
How old were you when you saw it?
I was fairly young. I was you know, probably 6 or 7 when I saw it.
You're not
it,
wrong.
Like that. It was spooky seeing them, you know, pull the little mask off and they just got that creepy-ass smiling face on.
There's little things you can't anticipate in a movie, and you don't realize how your kid's going to take it. We're watching all those Avenger flicks, right? And I mean, as a young boy. It's superheroes. They beat people up. They fight.
Yeah.
There's explosions. There's like everything you could possibly want. They barely cuss. So we are knee deep. I don't remember which one it was, but one of the two with Thanos, right? So these movies are like 3 hours long. We're about 2:45 into this. He's having a great time. And Thanos does something. I don't remember, but he starts killing some of the other heroes. Not when they turn to dust, but there's a few where they... He kind of splits them
There was one where
geometrically,
it's
if you
called
know what
the
I mean?
Reality Stone, and he starts like, he turns somebody into ribbons and stuff like that. Somebody turns into bubbles, and somebody like breaks down into little cubes.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm thinking this is pretty cool. My son looked absolutely terrified, and I realized, you know what, man? You have no concept of anything like this. So when he's watching this scene, I mean, it absolutely wrecked him. And I'm like, my bad, man. I figured it's superheroes. What could go wrong? That was it.
Good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nate. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So when I was a kid, I had a group of like very close neighborhood friends that were all around the same age. And we had a green belt that stretched behind all of our houses. And so we used to go play back there. And one day, one of my buddies was like, hey, let's go see how far this goes in, you know, one of the directions. So we took it all the way down, and it ended up in these kids' backyard that we didn't particularly, like, you know, get along with, but, you know, they hung out with our crew sometimes, and their mom was in a hot tub, bare naked, with another dude that was not their dad.
Oh. Oof. Oh.
Yeah. So I'm not going to lie, we sat there and watched for about 5 minutes, and then we were like, all right, we got to go. So We never told
them. Well, yeah, probably not.
Yeah, I mean, just don't. But damn. So how long did you get? Did you see her completely naked or just waist up?
Oh, yeah. She got up to grab a drink that was on, like, a little table on the other side. And, you know, it was the first naked girl any of us had seen. We were, like, you know, 10 and 11 years old. And we're like, oh, my God, you know. Freaking out. That mom was pretty hot, too. So
the neighborhood obviously knew.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The gardener knew.
Jesus,
somebody figured it out.
That's not his dad.
Yeah, somebody.
At least she was hot.
I was somewhere recently where that happened.
What do you mean?
Somebody was just like, "Oh man, I know that guy," and then they were like, "Oh no, that's not his wife." And then we were like, "Ooh, that's odd." And then luckily, like 2 minutes later, we were like, "Oh, there's his wife. It's just a group of people."
Okay.
Jesus.
Good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. I'm six and a half years old. Tremors comes out. My mom gets it on VHS. Says, you love the beach. Let's watch this. I swear to God, I still don't want to be in an open body of sand, and I'm 40 now.
From the movie Tremors.
What do you mean? Like, you wouldn't drive through Nevada or Nevada?
I wouldn't trust any large amount of sand ever again. No.
What about the dunes on the shore?
I mean, if there's water, somehow I feel safer. But if it's a lot of sand, and you know what? Beetlejuice made it worse. When he steps outside that door,
It's Beetlejuice and Tremors.
Well, we grew up in the world of quicksand. That was always the big scare tactic. All the movies, every single horror, Dracula, Godzilla, they all got trapped in it.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Everyone.
It was great time.
It was Batman and Robin. If you had a franchise,
$6 million man.
Creature from the Black Lagoon could get trapped in sand. It did not matter.
If you had a cliffhanger, it was quicksand. The last thing we saw for a week was you are basically up to your neck in quicksand, and as a kid, you're like, there's no fucking
Dracula
way this
quicksand.
Survived.
Blackula in quicksand.
Yeah, you name it.
Frankenstein in quicksand. They quicksand. All ended up in quicksand. Didn't matter who the hell
was. Sand doesn't bug me. It's more just the snakes.
No. Yeah, Fantasy Island. They get quicksand.
Quicksand. Mm-hmm. For sure. You know what's movie scene?
Yeah, Joe, I think the cartoon got caught in quicksand.
This sounds so stupid, but the first time I saw my daughter.
Quicksand?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
Love Boat, the whole boat went into quicksand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.